Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Good morning. Gosh, it's going to be 80 and it's not even May yet. What's up with that? I don't know. All good, all good. Okay, I'm trying to multitask here. Why don't I just get to Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's already in the house. Okay, I'm going to open up the chat room. If you want to join the chat room, simply go to Blog Talk Radio. Give yourself a self-serving chat name. And I'll promote whatever you want me to. See how that works? Yep, it does. Okay. How about this? Jane Aquilina song.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Is what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever is gonna be, is gonna be, oh, you know, is gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. Just say, que sera, que sera. Oh, just say, oh, que sera. Then I grew up and I fell in love. I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Is what my sweetheart said. Said, hey, Sarah.
You know what he said, right?
Jericho or Cyanide. He's in the chat room, just informed me that he only knows that song from soccer games. That's pretty funny. You're cracking me up. I'll have to look it up after the show, that Marco. You can't look it up during my show with my switchblade. That's my switchboard. Yeah, me laughing. All right. Let's see. Movie Attic Headquarters. This will not have a show next Tuesday. However, the following week, May 3rd, Fun with Cloris Leachman and Son is scheduled as an early day Mother Day treat. Oh, well, Betty Jo Tucker would like this. I was just doing some, what do you call it? Some call it extra, some call it background, some call it atmosphere work on this upcoming movie, The Comedian, starring Cloris Leachman. And you may see me for a second, Betty Jo, as a reporter in there. I'm just background. I don't get upgraded or anything. So that's my Cloris Leachman. She is amazing, hysterically funny, too. Very nice lady and a pro. All righty. Okay, yes. That's directed by Taylor Hackford, who recognized me the other day at the Friars Club. I was thrilled. Okay, where are we going? Let's see. Have a little Robin Williams comedy. Okay, I think that works for me, too. Here we go. Live on Broadway.
Because here's the drill. Fundamentalists take it to be the word. Not translatable, not metaphorical, the word. In the beginning, Genesis, let there be light. Could that be a metaphor for the Big Bang?
No, God just went click.
So you're saying we're all descended from Adam and Eve, then we're all cousins.
That's right.
Here's the thing. There are miracles, though. There's miracles in the Bible. Like when Moses, and I'm not talking guns and Moses. No, I'm not talking, not Charlton Heston going, let the Jews go, the Pharaoh gets two in the head. No. Charlton Heston, a man who said guns don't kill people. Apes with guns kill people. No, Chucky, no. Second Amendment, it started off, it was muzzle loaders, people going like this, and this still continues. That's okay. But I'm talking about the time Moses said to Pharaoh, let my people go, and Pharaoh went, in your dream. And Moses called the gods going, God, I need some help. And frogs fell from the sky. Maybe they fell from the sky, or maybe there were Jews with catapults going, now. And thank God it was the Egyptians and not the French, because the French would go, lunch, okay? Why should we let you go, you great caterers? I can't let you go, you crazy people, huh? But frogs fell from the sky. At that point, I'd be going, get your shit now! Frogs, I said, wait a minute. That's what we should do. That's what we should drop on Afghanistan. Not bombs, not food. Fucking frogs. Frogs, lizards, hamsters, gerbils, shit they haven't seen. And if you want to get people out of caves, a shitload of New York rats. Oh, baby. You know, New York rats will be going, hey, come on, raid. I eat pussy, literally. Bring it on! But that's what they dropped in. And even then, Pharaoh was not plus. He was, oh, please, David Copperfield, no. And then boils, and then firstborn dies. That's it! Hebrews, get out! And everybody, banish, taranoi, everybody! Hello, let's not wait for the bread to rise. Just take the crackers and the skin off your penis. We're leaving. Excuse me, why the skin of a penis? We're traveling people, you don't want sand in there. Let's go! And this is so passe, the dicky thing, forget it. Let's move! We're going through the desert, and then they get the Ten Commandments, would be adjusted by certain presidents. That happens later. And they get to the Red Sea there, the sea. And they go, what now, Mr. Magic? What do we do now? We're going to walk on the frog's box, with the frog's box. Frog's back. Thank you for watching me this far. Obviously, I did inhale. So, what do we do now, Mr. Big Shot? And he calls to God again, and the sea pops. And even the most doubting Jew is going, you're good. Let's go, everybody. Come on, everybody. Let's move. Don't eat the shellfish. I'll tell you why later. Let's go. Where are we going? To Jerusalem to start years of struggle, and later to Miami to fuck up an election. Let's go. And then the Pharaoh comes, but the sea closes, and he calls to his cat-like God, but his cat-like God can't do shit because he's afraid of water. And then there's another miracle. The night that Mary said to Joe, I'm pregnant. And Joe went, "Holy Mother of God." And she went, "You're right." "Oh, Jesus Christ. What a great name, Joe. That is so much better than Shmuel. Way to go. I love you, Joe." "Wait, hold on a minute, Mary. Hold on a minute. So I'm the stepfather of God's kid?" "Yeah." "So I can't discipline him. I can't go, 'You've done wrong,' because the kid will look at me and say, 'You're not my real dad.' What are you doing, Mary? How did it happen?" "Oh, it's immaculate, Joe." "Oh, it better be, Mary. It better be immaculate." "I'm sorry, I'm transforming Joe into Ralph Cramden. But it seemed to be kind of appropriate because up to that point, all the names in the Bible are very Jewish. You have Noah, Moses, Zebedee, and then you get Mary and Joe. We are just a hyphenate away from Mary Jean and Joe Bob. We could have had Jim Bob, the son of God. Praise to him, Jim Bob. He who finds the stuff and gets me a job. Jim Bob. And here's the other drill. Jesus was an only child because, thank God, who would want to be Jerry, the brother of Christ? That's a tough gig. Come on, Jerry, we're going to the beach. Oh, great, Mom. Yeah, Jesus is going to walk on the water, feed everybody, heal them, and get a whole bunch of disciples. I'll sit there with a rash and sand in my ass. Great day for me. He ends up in a bar at the age of 30 going, "Yeah, I'm Jerry Christ. Whoop-de-doo." "Yeah, I healed somebody. Here's Pot. Come on, boy, heal. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, my brother. Yeah, Jesus, he's a carpenter. I'm a plumber. You do the math." And people say to me, they say, "Jesus wasn't Jewish." I say, "Of course he was Jewish. 30 years old, single, living at home with his parents. Come on. Working in his father's business. His mother thought he was God's gift. He's Jewish. Give it up. It's an old tradition. And if he was Jewish, and many of his disciples were Jewish, for the Last Supper, would they have not have gone out for Chinese? I think so. Welcome to Yahweh. Hold on. One moment. No service, no sandal. Okay, you come in now. Hold on. You at 12. All I got is 2 tables of 6 right now. They're not together. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got 1 big table by the window, but you all have to face this way. All right. Hold on. You are glowing, so I guess we won't need the lamp. That's very nice. And you just turned a Szechuan chicken into a live chicken. You're that good. And it said that night that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "One of you shall betray me." And Peter said, "Is it me, Jesus?" And Jesus said, "No, it is not you, Peter." And Simon said, "Is it me, Jesus?" And Jesus turned to Simon and said, "No, it is not you, Simon." And Judas said, "Is it me, Jesus?" And Jesus turned to him and went, Thus you see two traditions beginning, Jewish sarcasm and Gentile humor, together, born at that main moment. And the next day the miracle occurred, crucifixion, resurrection, and he rose again from the dead. And if he sees his shadow, another 2,000 years of guilt. Yes. And here's for me the one big question. How do you get crucifixion, resurrection, and then chocolate bunnies, colored egg? How do you do that one? Even kids are going,
"Rabbits don't lay eggs. What is this?"
And you don't want a kid biting the head off a chocolate Jesus. That's not good. You don't want a little cream-filled cross going, no, you don't want that. And you don't want to be putting raspberry jam in the grass going, "We're looking for Jesus, kids. Come on."
Okay. All right. You're cracking me up there, Cyanide. Hector Luis is in the house. Hector, post your website, okay? Post your site now. I know it's Hector dot something. I love Hector Luis. I'm so glad he's acting now. Betty Jo, Hector is in movies now. I told him this years ago when I saw him. You have a great character face. You should be in movies, kid. Yes, I told him. He's really and just the nicest comedian around. I tell you, nice guy. And I'm glad he's finally doing acting. And Rena Scrober thinks so too.
It's all good. No, it's all great. I'm just the luckiest freaking Jew in the whole damn state. No regrets, because as far as I can see, all this shit was meant to be.
That was Rena Strober, our personal favorite. Hector Luis is in the house, hectorluis.com. Check him out. What is your show, Hector? Post it if you can so I can announce it. Don't forget, you can see my new show coming up, my work in progress, called Cinementia. Yep. It's part of the One Festival in New York City. It'll be at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater, 304 West 47th Street. And it's right off of 8th Avenue. Go to the One Festival, Cinementia, to make reservations for my show, which will be April 28th at 8 p.m. and May 1st at 2 p.m. All right. It's a fun work in progress. I hate that you write something and then you spend the rest of your time trying to memorize it and rewriting it while you're memorizing it. It's an endless cycle. What can I say? Hector, post your thing. I think it's hector.com. That's you. You can find it, hectorluis.com, L-U-I-S, but also your show. I know it's got a funny name. Oh, I don't see it in the chat room, but you have 10 minutes. Okay, you can also see my friend Kathy Barrick performing in the One Festival, so check that out. It's in the One Festival selection, okay? On the official selection. Okay. All right, moving right along. Let's have some. Let's go to Club Get It On with Tom Carosa.
No brace, I'm just all. Such a jerk. Do it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Heave. You wanted to score, right? If we're going to be able to do this, we're going to have to do this forward as well as backwards. Ready?
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1. 4, 3.
Hey!
Oh, God, it's just a gem.
Oh, boy, you kids are really cutting up the rug here.
Thanks, Mr. Jim.
Well, I guess that dancing's better than sex with Morgan Fairchild.
Mr. Jim, you know.
Yeah, what is it there?
We were kind of hoping we would lose weight. I still feel really jello-y here at the.
Your brace?
No, our brace is next to me.
I'm brace.
Hey, you fellas aren't wearing your name tags. I mean, here at Club Get It On, we all wear our name tags. That's how we mingle. That's how we singles get together.
Yeah. Cut off while we were dancing, sir.
But the name tags are on little pieces of toilet paper, Mr. Jim. I don't feel comfortable wearing that. I mean, women might look at that and not get the wrong idea.
We've had a few budget constraints this year, but I think you all saw we're having the Woody Allen retrospective.
Well, yeah, it's in the
front
of the rowboat, I know.
Yeah, and on the tent on the rowboat there, we're going to show some movies. I've got a little 8mm collection of all those films. And come on, Club, get it on. It's my kind of swinging place.
Well, can I ask you something, Mr.
Yeah,
Jim?
Sure. You're Heath?
Yeah, I'm Heath, yes. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not very Buddha-like of us to be here on the Make It Club Get It On. What is it called again?
Club Get It On.
Club Get It On, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I
feel kind of spiritual. I don't want to be physical right now. Does that bother you?
No, not at all. There's no women here. You shouldn't have any problems.
Wait. Mr. Jim, there's no women here?
Well, all right. There's a temporary woman shortage. I wouldn't say there's no women here. It's just that there's no females here, all right?
Heath, this was not in the brochure.
I know, but look, it's a cleansing experience, Brace. Just think
about it. Cleansing! Cleansing's not what I came on vacation for.
Well, look, we could watch the Woody Allen film. Stardust Memories is on tonight.
Oh, no, we gotta cancel that one.
Oh, well, what about
Bananas?
Annie Hall, maybe?
Remember when he was on the Carson show back in 63?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we got a clip of that.
I got gotcha. You.
Kind of a retrospective, you can think about it.
Excuse me, Mr. Jim, can I talk to my friend for a second?
Sure, you're Brace, aren't you?
I'm here.
No, I'm Brace.
Brace, come here, man, over here.
What? This was your idea.
I know, but listen, why don't we rent the car and drive to another club?
I don't know how to drive. It'd be the first time I ever drove.
Well, that's okay, you could fake it. I mean, you know, we're in some little godforsaken little country. You could probably drive like a maniac.
We're in Finland. We're in a stupid little singles club in Finland, and there's no women.
All right, but listen.
Excuse me, fellas.
Yeah?
Can I tell you there was a coup d'etat here in Finland today?
A coup d'etat?
That was funny. We're in a singles club and there's no women. pretty funny. Oh, Marco just stepped out to get some coffee. He'll be right back. HectorLuis.com. That's what you want to go to. HectorLuis.com. Check him out. Wonderful man. He's gonna be a star before me, and I've been doing this a long time. Okay. Now, I want to announce that With Child, Betty Jo had them on her show as well, Leslie Lewis, and the guy with the really long name. I want to say Van der Kinder, Carrie Van der Greend, K Cary Vandergriend. You might remember him as the Cro-Magnon man in Night at the Museum. Anyway, they did a great movie called With Child, just a delightful film. And it's now available on Amazon on DVD. So you might want to check that out. Here's the trailer.
Do you want to have sex with me?
Have you ever even been in a relationship?
A romantic relationship?
Yes.
With a consenting party?
What do you think you're doing?
Working.
No one is going to let you bring a baby to work with you.
You want me to hire a father-daughter team?
Look, lady, it's not you, it's me, but it's quickly becoming you.
I'm only paying one of you.
Did your wife leave you, or did she die?
You say your sister-in-law is a judge.
I didn't realize I had an arch nemesis.
You know what you're doing is wrong.
Not the right way to say that word.
Yeah, that's wrong. How do you say it?
Mobile.
Right. What's the ratio again?
4 to 1 or something. She'll drink whatever, though.
Thought you could use some mommy-daughter time.
What's the hardest thing about being a father right now?
You want to come over Friday night?
Bye.
What's her deal?
She doesn't get out much.
I'm sad, and you're 30 years too horny.
I love you.
You realize we're not spies, and this isn't the Cold War, right?
That didn't end so well, huh?
Can I kiss you goodbye?
No.
It's a really cute movie. Anyway, it's available on DVD, so check it out. I really liked it. I just remembered all the stuff. My favorite line in the movie, Betty Jo, was, "It's my guitar. Let me play it." Anyway, I'm weird that way. Okay, what else is going on? All right, we're winding down here. Oh, time flies when I'm with good friends in the chat room, huh? Okay, let's see. Don't forget my show. It's part of the One Festival. Check it out. Yep. Okay. Here's the Stone Brothers real quick.
It was our late grandmother's birthday not too long ago, and that reminded me of a time when we all spent together in the kitchen. Remember?
Oh, yes.
We were all in the kitchen, and we were baking a cake, the three of us. And I remember I was playing with a ball, and I dropped my ball. And then Grandma said, you know, one of you two should pick up that ball, because someone might fall and hurt themselves. And then I remember saying, Grandma, of the three of us, who do you think that someone might be? That's a nice memory. I think so.
Love the Stone Brothers. They're so much fun. Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to find something because of the time thing here. I like this. It's by Sosie, the Elemental Wizard. All right, I dedicate this one to Marco and Hector. Here we go. Okay. The Elemental Wizard.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is...
I am smaller than a piece of the dust.
No, that's not the one I wanted. I'm taking that off. That's not it at all. Here's the one I wanted.
Takes me a long time
Thank you for joining. Show ran a little late. I'm Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, my show opens April 28th. You can go to my Facebook page, see it there. Make your reservations now. It's the One Festival. If you make your reservations now, it's cheaper. My CDs are also available on CD Baby. Thank you very much. Bye.